Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. All right, while I get some technical stuff out of the way, let me just play That's What I Believe from Donnie McClurkin.
I tell you, come on, England. Put your hands together and give a very warm British welcome to Pastor Donnie McClurkin.
Lord, you promised if I keep my mind on you, you keep me in perfect peace. Yes, you will.
You keep me in perfect peace.
If I call upon your name, you never turn away from me. No, no, no.
You never turn away from me.
Said you give me everything I need. Yes, you would.
You give me everything I need.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Hallelujah. 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 That's what I believe. We apologize for the technical difficulties, but we bless and praise God for the man of God who we are bringing to you this evening. He is not new to Purpose Kingdom Network, but he is now a new permanent host and minister at Purpose Kingdom Network. So at this current time, we would like to present to some and introduce to others Minister Carzell Harris, the minister of I Overcame Two Ministries. Minister Carzell, it's in your hand.
Hi, how are you? Okay. Good evening. Good evening. This is Minister Carzell Harris. And again, I am the founder and also the owner of I Overcame Two Ministries. Just to give a little introduction on why I, the Lord has led me to name the ministry that is because I look back over all the things that I had to endure in my life and everything that God was bringing me through. I had to learn how to overcome, not just by believing in him, but also knowing his word and being able to push past the limitations that not only that, knowing that I can't put limits on myself, but put limits on the God that, you know, worked me out. So when God gave me the ministry I Overcame Two, it was an encouragement not only to myself, but also to others to let you know that overcoming is just not about overcoming situations, but this is about now learning how to overcome life, learning how to overcome what comes to you, learning how to overcome what is brought to you, and learning strategies about overcoming, because overcoming is not easy. Overcoming is not something that someone can say, oh, this is easy, this is something I can do. It takes a process to overcome something. It takes a process to be able to overcome what you are enduring, because everyone don't handle situations the same. And sometimes it takes people a little bit longer to get over something, but they also in the process, as long as you are moving, there is a reason for you to overcome. So tonight we're going to be coming out of Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8. And this is a familiar scripture. And when the Lord brought it to me, he was showing me that there is a time and a season for everything. We are living in a time where time is starting to be adjusted. And what I mean about that is that when we look at the things that we are enduring, we say, where has time gone? We look back over what everything we had faced, everything that we had endured, and said, where has the time went? It's because the time went so fast because we can't be so comfortable with the situation that we let life pass by us. And the Lord was showing me that when I was reading Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8, he brought up the word stuck. And if we look at the word stuck, stuck is meaning that I am attached to something without a withhold. And what that means is that I am attached to this situation and I don't see my way, or because I became so dependent on the situation and not dependent on the one who can bring me out. And so if we are reading Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8, it says this, and give me a moment to bring it up. It says, there's a time for everything, and everything on earth has its special season. There's a time to be born, and there's a time to die. There's a time to plant, and a time to pour up plants. There is a time to kill, and there's a time to heal. There is a time to destroy, and there's a time to build. There is a time to cry, and there's a time to laugh. There is a time to be sad, and there's a time to dance. There is a time to throw away stones and a time to gather them. There is a time to hug and a time not to hug. There is a time to look for something and a time to stop looking for it. There is a time to keep things and a time to throw away things. There is a time to tear apart and there is a time to sew together. There is a time to be silent and it is a time to speak. And the last verse says there is a time to love and a time to hate. There is a time for war and a time for peace. So as we go through Ecclesiastes, because I'm not going to be before you long, but as we go through Ecclesiastes, it starts off with saying there is a time for everything. What is the meaning for that? Everything that you do in life is now attached to a time limit. You have time when you go into school and they say, well, you have this amount of years that you should be getting your degree. And then you have time when you're going through life and you're going through life circumstances. And people expect you to be out of the situation in a certain amount of time. But the Bible says that no one knows the time or the hour that God is coming. And what does that mean? That means that whatever you are doing, whatever you are facing, there is not a time limit on when you're going to come out. And sometimes we have to learn to stop putting time limits on the God that we serve, because the thing is, God doesn't go by our timing. He goes by his own. And many times we want to rush out of situations thinking that it was time for us to come out. A lot of times God brings us into situations so that we can learn how to come out with him and not before him. A lot of times we go before God and not knowing that God was in the midst of everything that was going on. And so we're looking at situations from our life and say, God, where was you? And God was saying, I was there the whole time. But the thing about it is that you went before me and you did not get an answer or clear direction or where I wanted to take you. So you became more frustrated with the situation because you took it in your own hands and didn't allow God to gather it together. And so it goes into the next verse, and it said, there is a time to be born and a time to die. And I'm not talking about a physical birth, and I'm not talking about a physical death. I'm talking about a spiritual. There is a time to be reborn, and there is a time to die. What does it say? The Bible says that when we are children, you put away childless things. I'm rephrasing it, that when you grow older, that you will grow out of these things. So when God was saying this, he was saying that I am now taking you out of the place where now you was a toddler, and now I'm going to bring you to full manifestation of where you need to be. You have a lot of people that their mindset is stuck at a toddler stage, and so they start doing toddler behaviors. And what do that mean? They start to react off emotions instead of reacting of what the situation really is. A lot of times people don't know how to sit back, observe, and then go direct. And a lot of times you find yourself making mistakes because you're so quick to make a decision based off of your emotions and not based off of what God can really do in the situation. And so we feel as though now we are talking about time, and we feel as though, God, I need you now, but you're not coming fast enough with the way I want it. So I'm going to move to my own one accord. And now you are messing up what God really wanted to do in your life. Patience is a virtue. Why do I say that? Because when you learn to wait, God can do the miraculous in your life. But when we push God, or when we push our narrative, when we learn to push our own objective, God is saying, where was I when you was making this decision? And let me just say that the first thing we do when we get frustrated is not pray to him. Let's be real on tonight. The first thing that we do is try to call a friend. The first thing we do is try to call our neighbor. The first thing we do is call who we feel that we are comfortable with. And a lot of times they can have an answer for the moment, but God, I want an answer that will bring me into eternity, something that's going to break the barrier over my life so now I can be able to say, God, I trust you in everything, but I know there is a time that I must separate myself from people that doesn't have the same initiative or don't have the same values that I have. And now I'm seeing people separate themselves from me, not because of who I am, but because of who I'm connected to. And now you have to look at time. Time is everything. And so over time, you start to realize that everybody don't have our best interests. And so when you look at the word of God, God says, when you connect it to me, everybody is not going to like you. They're not going to understand you. They're not going to value what you have because they don't know what the value is in you. But first, you got to know what you are of value to. And so the next verse said, there is a time to kill and there's a time to heal. And a lot of times, there's a lot of people doing a lot of killing and not a lot of healing. What did that mean? You will rather be able to bash somebody, break them, destroy them, but not want to lift them. The job of a minister, the job of a pastor, I just want to break it down for whoever, a minister, pastor on tonight. Your job is to be able to break down the foundation. What do I mean? God was going to show you things about an individual, and it's not always your job to point everything out. What am I saying on tonight? A lot of times we want to point out people's flaws, but never want to build them back up so they can go back into a healing stage. And so now we leave people emotionless, we leave people at a place where they cannot be healed properly because they was hurt by something or someone that they was connected with and trusted. And so now when they go into the next ministry or when they go into the next place, they're going to have a trust issue because you yourself has spoke these things over them. And now they was not properly brought into a place of where can I be healed from? I hope you hear me on tonight. So there is a time to cry and there is a time to laugh. I know there are situations in our lives right now that are causing us to do more crying than laughing. And a lot of times we find ourselves crying and for one another, crying because there are things going on. But these are situations that are real. This is real life situations. And sometimes it's deep and it hurts to the core. And we feel as though, God, where are you in the midst of this? We start to find ourselves fighting with these emotions, fighting with depression, oppression, and we're fighting these demons that is coming inside of our mind. And God, we forget about you in the midst of it, but then we find ourselves getting our strength back because we understand that the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but those that can endure to the very end. Your endurance is in timing. Your endurance is in you learning how to connect with the one that is connected to you. And so sometimes when we go through life and go through these trials and tribulations, we find ourselves, God, where is my breaking point? Where is the win? Where is my win? Where is my win? Because I see myself losing. I see denial after denial. I see, God, there's a no after a no. God, you give me a yes. And so it's a yes that's happening, but then it's a no that's behind it. And God, where is my yes? And so many times we get discouraged because there are more no's than yes. But can I tell you what the Lord showed me the other day? He said that the yes that is coming is going to oversee all the no's that was broken over to your life. The yes that is coming is going to mend what was broken. The yes that is coming is going to mend what you feel as though that the nose broke you. But he said the nose didn't break you. The nose was building you. The nose was taking you to a place where now you have no choice but to depend on me. And now the nose has took you to a place where, God, I know now I just have to put it in your hands because I know every time that I try to do it on my own, I knew that something was not happening in the way that it needed to. And so now God is saying, when I give you the yes this time, you will learn how to appreciate what I'm giving to you, because you went through this no, you went through that no, you went through this deny you, you went through that deny you, you went through they didn't want you this time. You got accepted, but then I come to let you know that on tonight, your yes is just around the corner. You just have to hold on a little while longer. Oh, God. So I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but the last thing that I want to say is that God's word advises us to use our time wisely because he knows that there are many things in life that can distract us for what truly matters. So don't waste your time so that you look back and regret. You do not know what tomorrow holds. So why am I saying this on tonight? Because the Lord will show me there is a weight on the people of God. And then sometimes we feel as though, God, I cannot make it no longer because I know that these things are breaking me down. Either time I feel like I'm taking two steps forward, there's a weight that feel like it's bringing me five steps back. And I feel like I'm starting from the beginning. And God is saying, no, I'm allowing you to go through this. Because now when you now reach over and you cross over, you will learn that I am the one who brought you out. And you cannot take no credit for what is about to happen. A lot of times God says, I need to learn how to humble you, because the thing is that we get so exalted, and the Lord showed me this, that a lot of times we forget God when everything is going well, but God said when things is going rough, that's when you want to call me, but you never want to call me when things is going well. You never want to call me when I brought you out of that situation. You never wanted to call me when you was going through life and you was making this and you was making that. You never wanted to have a connection with me, but it takes me now having to break you in order for you to open up yourself to me. So now when we look at Ecclesiastes 3:1-8, there is a time for everything. There is a time for you to open up your mouth and say, God, I thank you. God, I worship you. God, I adore you. I don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't know what time brings. I don't know what I'm going to adore. I don't know what I'm going to face. But Lord, I know that God, if I stay connected to you, you will bring me out just like you did before. You will bring me into a place of understanding. You will bring me into a place of breakage. And God, we thank you all tonight because you gave us Ecclesiastes 1-8 to show us that time is not our time, but it's your timing that we are connected to. So everybody on the phone tonight, who's ever listening on tonight, just know that God is giving you this time. He's giving you a time to change it around. He's giving you the time to repent. He's giving you a time to say thank you. I didn't thank you enough, but thank you. I didn't worship you enough, but I said thank you. I didn't thank you enough, so I said thank you. And God is giving you the opportunity to say, this is my time. You don't have to feel as though that you are going through life and you're not making it. Don't feel as though that you are a failure because there was more no than your yes. But I come to let you know that the yes is coming and your no is going to now just be delayed. It's not denied, but it's delayed, meaning that God is now still looking and observing you. And sometimes when we go through the no stage, we forget that it was people that was inside of the word that was told no on many occasions. And they had to go through trials and tribulations to get to the point to say, God, I thank you. Because if I didn't go through all the no's, I wouldn't know how to understand the yes. So we thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. In Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We bless God, amen. We thank and praise God for that word this evening. Before I come with the announcements and while the Spirit of God is yet still high, we're going to ask the man of God if he would give the call of salvation. For I know there is some lost soul out there who the Holy Ghost has used through the touch. So if you could please give the call of salvation, I'll come back and do the announcements, and then you can close us out in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I pray that everyone got something from the word tonight. But when the Lord was giving me this word, he was saying it's time to come back to him. And a lot of times we got lost in the midst of what we was going through. We got lost in the midst of what we were facing. And God is saying on tonight, I'm giving you the opportunity to rededicate your life back to me. I know things are not going to be easy. I'm not calling you to be perfect, but I know that you can strive for perfection. God is going to take you in the stage of where you're at now. And a lot of times we feel as though, well, God, I'm not clean enough. God, I'm not worthy enough. And God is saying, that's when I want you the most. I want you when you're in the stage where you feel as though I have nothing left. There is a call to salvation on tonight. That a lot of times you lost your relationship with him, but God is saying, the whole time I was there, the whole time I was looking at you and I was looking at you and I was looking for you, and God was saying, I didn't forget about you. The Bible says that I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And so this is your call to salvation on tonight. I don't matter who you are. You can be a minister, a pastor. You can be a person that just started getting your life together with God. But this is a time that you now can have and say, God, I know that I am a filthy rag, but God, clean me, show me who I am, Father, so that I can be able to move to my next. So this is the call to salvation on tonight for anyone that wants to come. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank and praise God for that soul out there who we believe by faith gave their life to Christ this evening. We thank and praise God by faith for that soul we believe came back into right standing and right relationship with God through the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ this evening. And if that person out there that we are talking about is you, please believe that there's a party going on in heaven in glory. The angels are rejoicing for your choice this evening to come back into a personal relationship. Hallelujah, God. And we encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary. I'm going to say that again because there's sanctuaries all over the place. But we encourage you to find a Bible-believing, a Bible-teaching, and a Bible-preaching sanctuary where you can heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. Hallelujah. And you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. But until then, bless God. That is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please join us tomorrow evening for another broadcast of Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be coming with you at 8:30 p.m. with DTW Ministries, amen, DTW Ministry, and the host of the hour is Reverend Aaron Williams. You do not want to miss another highly anointed man of God. You can tune in right here at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom, or you can listen via phone 319-527-6091. You can follow us via social media networks at Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and to pray for you. We would even like to be able to refer you to a sanctuary that may be close to where you're located at. Amen. We thank and bless God for each and everyone who joined in with us this evening. Continue to listen in. There are some new things coming and going on in the ministry here at Purpose Kingdom Network. I can't wait, as God is still putting some things together, but he is birthing some things in your very presence, as with I Overcame Two Ministries and the host, Minister Caldwell Harris, this man of God, an awesome, awesome word this evening. Join us back here in 2 weeks. He's coming on the second and fourth Monday of every month, the second and fourth Monday of every month. So y'all be right back here to hear a word from the Lord. Amen. Minister Caldwell, wonderful word this evening. The ministry is back in your hand for you to close us out in prayer.
Amen. And Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you all tonight, God. We Thank you for your mercy and your grace, God. God, we thank you because we know that we are nothing without you, Father. And, Father, we thank you because you gave us a word, Father. You gave us an on-time word, God. You gave us a word that we'll be able to eat and digest, Father. You gave us a word that we'll be able to fill our souls, our minds, and our understanding. Father, we thank you on tonight because we understand that you were speaking to us from a place that where we understand where we are, God. And God, I pray that everyone on this line tonight, Father, you bless them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Father, that you continue to bless not only their outgoings, but their incomings, Father. Father, continue to bless them from their loins, Father. Bless their family generations, Father. Father, I pray for generational blessings now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father, we thank you for everything that you are doing, everything that you are manifesting, everything that you are allowing to happen, Father. Father, continue to open up doors that no man can shut, Father. Father, continue to open our understanding, continue to open our minds, Father, for the things that is to continue to bless us as we go laying down, Father. Whatever our situations are, Father, wherever we are going after this line, Father, continue to bless us on the highways, the byways, Father. In the Christ's name we pray, amen.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me,